Well, talking about concerns, there's another one I wanted to address. This has been just buzzing around a little bit. And this is a kind of a worry, or maybe for some people, it might even be a fear for you that I hope to alleviate and encourage you with. It's this idea that we might be losing our assistant pastor. All right. And there's actually a lot of excitement out there that Pastor Paul and Becca may have a different ministry elsewhere, and we should be excited. This is keep in mind, Pastor Paul is content here. He's very content. He was not looking to leave Open Door. He was not looking to be a senior pastor. He enjoys his ministry here. He didn't go looking for this at all. This came to him. And he just wants what the Lord wants. Well, isn't that what we all want for each other? And so he's just open to the idea. He doesn't know. He won't know for a couple of weeks. He'll candidate at Watkins Glen Baptist Church there in a couple of weeks, and then he'll know, and the church will know, and then we'll know. Okay? And there's a lot, there is so much excitement for him, but there's also, I have heard, some questions of concern, you know, not only excitement, but a worry of, well, what about us? Well, we're losing an assistant pastor. And the first question that is coming up is, will we get another assistant pastor? And the answer to that is, why wouldn't we? Now, you can't replace Pastor Paul. There's only one of him. But we can fill a role. And having an assistant pastor is not something we do just so we can have an assistant pastor. We don't have one because that's what you're supposed to do. Okay? No. The whole reason we brought on Pastor Paul to begin with was to do exactly what the title suggests, to assist in the ministry of the pastorate here at Open Door Baptist Church. He is a pastor who assists the senior pastor. And the way I approach this is you have to look at the ministry as, let's say, carrying or transporting a fallen tree, okay? And by himself, the senior pastor picks up one end of this tree and drags it. You get an assistant on board, he picks up the other end, and all of a sudden this job just got much more efficient. That's the way I look at it. So if it's at all possible to have a team pastorate in a church's ministry, I say go for it, because it makes the ministry more efficient. We started out only being able to pay him part-time. He was not a full-time assistant pastor. He put in a little bit of time. It still assisted in the burden of ministry and made the work that much more efficient. And as we brought Pastor Paul on full-time, it got more efficient yet. Okay, that's my philosophy of team ministry. I talked to one senior pastor once whose church really, it was a growing church, and they really wanted him to get an assistant, and he didn't like the idea. And he said, Dave, tell me, am I going to be able to keep an assistant pastor busy? What? See, he had the idea it was his job to keep the pastor busy. No, the work is there to do. I don't have to look for work for Pastor Paul to do. It's there. It's there for both of us to do. We just work together at it. So it doesn't matter if a church has 300 people or 30. If you can get two guys serving as pastors, maybe they ain't not full-time salary, but if they're serving together, the ministry just got that much more efficient. You know, the church tends to grow that way, and it did here. Yeah, having two men on board has made a difference. And Pastor Paul, the more time he was able to put in the ministry, it seemed like the better the ministry ran, and our church grew. So I say, why wouldn't we look for another assistant pastor? Most definitely we will do that. And it won't be Pastor Paul. It won't be a carbon copy of him. There's only one. Praise God. Amen. Right? Yeah. Only one of him. But it'll be somebody who we think would be a real asset and help to me and to you as an assistant pastor to Open Door Baptist Church family, just like Pastor Paul has been. The second question that has come up, and it's a good one, because looking for a pastor can take a while. Sometimes looking for an assistant can take even longer. It really can. So the next question that's coming up is, what do we do in the meantime? All right. That question is being asked a lot by some of our younger crowd and those who haven't been at Open Door for too many years. You've only known Open Door Baptist Church to have two pastors. And I would remind you that Open Door existed for 20-something years with only one pastor. And during that time, the youth of this church were ministered to, and people grew, okay? And that can happen while we are searching for an assistant. By the way, Pastor Paul is not a youth pastor at Open Door. Youth is a big part of what he does. He truly is an assistant to the ministry overall. But the youth are so important to us, and they'll be ministered to. What do we do in the meantime? Well, first of all, we have a youth committee, okay? We have a youth committee for a purpose. And the youth committee doesn't shut down because the pastor who oversees the youth committee leaves. The youth committee continues. My suggestion to you on the youth committee is amongst yourselves, elect a chairman, temporary chairman, who serves until we have an assistant to fill that role, okay? Keep in mind what your purpose is. The purpose is not just to plan events, okay? If you're just going to do that, okay, we could be a YMCA. We could be a boys' club. The purpose is to minister to youth to grow in the Lord, Jesus Christ, as their Savior, to come to know the Lord and then to grow in Him. Events are merely tools by which we do that. Well, listen, youth committee, you can still do that. You can still plan events with the idea of how can we continue to serve these kids that they may grow in Christ. So don't let that stop you. Just have a temporary chairman because you always got to have leadership of some kind. All right? And then as far as our Wednesday night ministries with our youth group, well, we can do it the way we used to do it before we had an assistant, a full-time assistant to oversee that. We have people in the church. There's many of you who just have a heart for kids, you know. Kevin and Debbie, they were not full-time in the ministry, but they ministered a long time to kids. Terry and Kathy, they've had a lot of experience ministering to young people, and they still are. They spend every Wednesday night with the youth group as just a help and a presence to Pastor Paul and to Becca, and they're still doing that, okay? We have others who have ministered to youth, have a heart for youth. So what do on Wednesday nights? Well, we can put a rotation together for those who would be willing to teach a Bible lesson and minister to those kids. I'd be glad to go into that rotation. You know, maybe once a month I get one of our men to fill in for me on Wednesday nights. I do that anyway, anytime I'm gone. I'll just put it on the schedule and I can go downstairs once a month. We can get several others to rotate because we still love these kids. And we'll minister to them. And right now, the youth group, we just lost a whole slew of them. So it's a little smaller, right? More manageable. So if need be, we can manage it, okay? And continue to work with and for the young people of Open Door Baptist Church. So, and again, this may not even happen. We won't know for a few weeks. But if so, hey, we're going to get behind our pastor and our pastor's wife. Either way, we're going to support them. Love them, and just take joy that they're saying, God, your will be done, not mine. Amen, huh? That's what we want. And if the Lord moves them on, then we're going to look for another young man who has the same attitude, okay, who says, God's will be done. And if Open Door is God's will, then that's where I'm coming. That's the kind of man I want, okay? He doesn't even have to be a young man, you know, like me or Pastor Paul. He can be older. That's fine, too. You know, I say that. I know pastors whose assistant pastor is older than they are and doing a fantastic job and working with the youth. So I don't want you to worry, okay, especially those of you who you've been here a few years and you've never maybe experienced a pastoral change of any kind. It can be frightening the first time you go through this, be it your assistant pastor, be it your senior pastor. Okay, the first time this happens, you think, oh, no, the wheels are going to fall off this thing. This isn't going to work. Listen, folks, Open Doors ministry has never been based on a single man except for the man Jesus Christ. So that's what we base our ministry on. And so God brings in leaders, and then he moves them on. And when he does, he remains in charge. Christ is the head of the church, and we trust him to bring in the next man to love us and lead us, and he will continue to do that as long as we stand on his word and seek his will. I plan to keep doing that. How about you? Don't worry, okay?